The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
About the house went blue. I come home one Friday. Had to tell the landlady I done lost my job.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's just Tuesday around here. I don't know if you saw this new ad campaign. We're going to tie it all together. You know, we're Wisconsinites. We're prestigious drinkers. We've got like 12 of the 20th drunkest cities in America right here in my backyard. I live in one of them. Hell, I'm proud of it. And I didn't know such a thing existed, but I've heard very recently they got something, you know, like dry January. People quit drinking for the month of January. Apparently a New Year's resolution. I wouldn't know. I've never made a resolution of that sort. But apparently some people do. They resolve, I'm not going to drink any booze in the month of January. Well, there is one particular brand of beer, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Perhaps you've seen the ads, PB Army ASAP. Well, you know, many of the corporations, they've got their social media. And apparently the PBR Twitter account had some interesting things to say to sort of ring in the new year. Pabst Blue Ribbon apologized on Monday. That's never a great start to an article if you're talking about a corporate brand. We at Devil Radio, at the Shaw, at WAUK, we apologize for nothing. But Pabst Blue Ribbon apologized on Monday after the brand's Twitter account fired off a string of profane messages to start 22, including that dry January is so last year and people should try eating ass if they don't want to drink booze this month. Ooh, that's kind of harsh.
I will eat your ass.
Yeah, just like Alex Jones. Here is what they're now saying, according to PBR Vice President of Marketing, Nick Reilly, trying to save his job. This is what he told the Foxy Business Channel. We apologize about the language and content of our recent tweets. The tweets in question were written in poor judgment by one of our associates. You think? If you don't get boozed up in January, you can eat ass. In no way does the content of these tweets reflect the value of Pabst and our associates. We're handling the matter internally and have removed the tweets from our social platforms. Delete your account. The company christened this month Pabst Blue Ribbon's Wet January. You know, my wife's been drinking, and we're not a big PBR sort of family. But my wife's been drinking the coffee beer. So I'm going to tell her, hey, baby, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon's Wet January. Let me get you one. Play on the popular movement Dry January, which encourages individuals to abstain from booze for the first month of the year. Never heard of it. On Monday morning, PBR stepped up their Wet January campaign by writing in a since-deleted tweet, not drinking this January, try eating ass. That is a strange one. Slim Jim, another company with a colorful social media presence, responded, the legal must have off until the 4th. Yeah, I don't think anyone ran that tweet by legal. PBR also responded to a rash of messages from both fans and critics of the brand's social media strategy. The brand tweeted, everything's an ass, all ass, no breaks, and suddenly eating ass is on brand. Seems like somebody really had a bad new year and was, you know, looking for a new job in the new year. The brand even offered to hire former Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown. You know, the guy that stripped off his jersey and stripped off his shirt and retired mid-game. Who may be looking for a job after he ripped off his jersey and stormed off the field in Sunday's game against the New York Jets. Well, why wouldn't you want to associate yourself with the ever so classy PBR, you know, eat ass for January? That's a strange one. Just like our U.S. Senator, I'm going to bring it all around back to Rojo here in a minute. Rojo was out there on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, and I think we've got some sound here. Going to need your help, Evan. Better not be drinking or eating ass over there. Let's play Rojo on Icky Vicky McKenna's show. She's just down the dial on right-wing talk radio right here in Madison, where their ratings suck, and also in Milwaukee, where they dominate. But, you know, we're new back to the southeastern Milwaukee Waukesha area. We'll see if we can, you know, diminish those ratings. But here's what Ron said. Playing God with the coronavirus again, or at least he said something to that effect. Let's play it for the people. Rojo.
I not only tested positive, but then I tested for antibodies at a whopping level. So I had it, but I didn't have any symptoms. How do you explain that? You know, why would we just automatically assume that our natural immunity is going to be awful? It's going to be non-existent when generally you think the default position would be, if you've already had it, you're probably pretty well protected. Why we assume the worst? Why we assume that the body's natural immune system isn't the marvel that it really is? Why do we think that we can create something better than God in terms of, you know, in terms of combating disease? Now, there are certain things we have to do, but we've just made so many assumptions, and it's all pointed toward everybody getting a vaccine.
Brojo, I don't know if you know this, but God did not eradicate polio, nor was it herd immunity. It was vaccines, Rojo. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that, you know, you've got to draw these analogies, you go down to Binky's show, and you don't come around here no more, but that's okay, Ron. I don't want you. But it's playing God to encourage someone to vaccinate themselves. And I thought I heard the occasionally asinine quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You know, he'll probably be the MVP. I still love the guy, but he's sort of a ass at times. I see today he's bragging about being a Ayn Rand guy. He and Rojo would have that in common. But this whole natural immunity, you know, this thought that I've gotten COVID once and, you know, it's no longer a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, yeah, it is. The vaccinated people, they still get the Omicron. Hell, my buddy Fancy Brian might have it. He's fully vaccinated. But guess what? He's probably not going to die. And he's not going to be hospitalized. And he's not going to take up the intensive care units. And right here in the state you represent, Rojo, 1 million COVID cases. Come back. Playing God, Rojo. 844-967-2789. Phone lines open. Going there next.